Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have two charges on my card that I do not recognize, and I didn't make on the dates that it says it was made.
Can I
And
have
there's
your
one
zip
that
code,
says,
please, to help you out, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out, ma'am?
Okay, you're very fuzzy.
In order for me to help you, can I have your zip code?
Oh,
ZIPCODE.
okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. 28212.
Can I have your first name and your last name?
Teresa Heiss.
Thank you. And can I have you verify your address for me?
4915 Cricklewood Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28212.
Okay, thank you. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
So by looking at this account, you placed the order to get our Avaira Beauty Cream and the Eye Serum. The order you placed was on, one moment,
The
last
wallpaper.
year. This was last year. You paid for the shipping $4.95 on November 6th. These are skincare products that helps with brighten your skin appearance and restore your radiant, firmer skin. When you placed this order, ma'am, it was a 7-day trial period. After your 7-day trial period was over with, ma'am, you were billed the full
I
retail
did.
price.
That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't order anything from them.
So you never ordered skincare products?
Skincare?
Yes, ma'am.
No. That's paint.
These are skincare products. Did you order skincare products, ma'am? This is not paint. Did you order skincare products?
Yeah, I did, but the name of
Okay.
the charge that I'm questioning is not skincare.
You were charged $119.85, $64.99. These are skincare products. And you're enrolled into a monthly subscription, ma'am. Do you want to continue with this every month, ma'am?
Hell no. No, but that's not. Hold on a minute. Because your thing on the bank says wallpaper and.
These are skincare products that you
And
ordered,
paint.
ma'am. You ordered this last year on November 6th, and you paid $4.95 for the shipping fees. So, do you want to continue with the skincare products every month, ma'am?
Not at the prices that this thing is quoting.
Okay, so what I can do is provide you with a $64.99 discount to continue with the products every month. Would you like for me to do that for you?
No, not really.
Okay, so we also have a $49.95 discount I can provide you with.
Well, I think the only question that I have is it, I haven't received anything else from them,
These are
from you.
skincare products, and the reason you never received any more products because your bank declined those payments. So it looks like one of the products is being shipped out to you on, it was shipped out on February 1st. So you is getting another product. But what I can do for you is I can get this account closed for you. One moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I have your cancellation number available for you. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, so what is the confirmation for?
I close your account. That's what it's for. Let me know when you're ready to
Okay,
write it down.
Am I going to be getting a refund?
No refunds cannot be made. You received our products. You ordered these products.
No,
so therefore, no refunds.
That's
so
what
you're
I'm
stating
trying to tell
you never ordered the products, ma'am?
I had one sample, and that was it.
Did you place this order? Did you order a Vera Beauty skincare cream, and did you order the eye serum to go along with it? And did you pay for the shipping fees, $4.95 on November the 6th for $4.95? Did you place this order and pay the price, $4.95, for the shipping fees?
All right. So what is the charge on December 30th?
Did you pay the shipping fees for $4.95 each, ma'am, on November the 6th?
Like I said, I think I ordered the samples.
Okay, so therefore you did place this order. So no refunds cannot be made. The full retail price for the products is $119.85 and $124.94. So therefore, that's why you see those charges on your account. It does explain everything to you in the terms and conditions before putting your credit card information in online. So what I did on my end was I closed this account for you.
But I haven't received anything.
You are getting another shipment shipped out to you. The shipment is already being shipped out.
No.
It was shipped out on February the 1st. So therefore, what we can only do is close this account.
I just want at least the last one taken.
No refunds cannot be made. Let me know when you.
I've been charged for two things, and I didn't receive anything for them.
No refunds cannot be made, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Give me somebody that I can talk to.
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We all have the same protocol. No refunds cannot be made. We can only close this account for you. So let me know when you're ready to write the number down.
980-226-7855.
So, ma'am, your cancellation number is 663-563.
Hold on.
Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
663-563-426-426.
That's correct. And is there anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
And this is somebody's going to call me?
No, ma'am. That's a cancellation number. You keep that cancellation number confirming that your account is closed.
Well, considering it should never have been open.
Okay, so this account is closed, ma'am, okay? Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful night.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.